Personal notice. Danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details. Company of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and standard stations throughout the West, invite you to Let George Do It. Tune on a Triangle, another adventure of George Valentine.
Dear Mr. Valentine, that ad of yours gets me. No job too tough for you to handle. Well, I don't believe it. I got a tiger I'll bet you can't handle. Yeah, you read it right, a tiger. So unless you're just whistling in the wind, stick around your office tonight. Meet me around 7:30. I got a wife and kids to worry about, so don't fail me. Signed, Jerry Brisket.
I'm Jerry Briskin.
7:30.
No, around 7:30.
Uh-huh. How many stripes on a tiger?
40, George. He's only 40 minutes late. That's not so bad.
Probably hired Frank Buck instead. Yeah, we make a lot of sense, too, don't we?
Huh? Want to play gin rummy?
Oh, why is it, Brooksy? We never get letters that tell anything. He's got a case. Why doesn't he say so? Change his mind, maybe. Who knows? Jerry Briskin. Want to bet he never even shows up tonight?
$5. I'll bet $5.
Give me that phone. Hello?
Valentine, it's Briskin.
You're late.
I just want to make sure you're still in the office. I got held up. Couldn't get into your building because of the crowds.
Slow down, will you? What crowds?
Look, just sit tight, will you? I'll be right there. Honest, I will.
Sure. Bring your tiger, too. But what's this about?
Oh, just a crowd. I don't know. Something going on. Police and everything. But I'll come around the back way.
Hey, look, Briskin, you...
Well, you owe me $5, don't you?
Not sure I don't.
What are you going to do? Jump out the window to avoid paying me? Oh, George, what's going on?
I don't know. The street seems to be roped off down
there. There are no fire engines.
Yes, there is. One small one, see it?
Yeah.
And they got a searchlight pointed.
What in the name of...
Look, sir, look. Around there to the right.
It's a woman on the ledge. She's the one who screamed, George.
That's not all she's doing. Hey, look at the way she wobbles.
They've got her in the searchlight. She's gonna...
Here, maybe she can hear us from here. Hey, lady.
Still 10 or 15 feet away.
Lady, can you hear me? I'm over here. Hey, look, this way, will you?
Oh, did George, she sees you. She stopped moving.
Yeah, hello there. Now, look, keep your eyes on me, lady. Don't mind all that noise down there. Now, keep your eyes on me and just keep moving toward me. It's all right. The ledge is wide enough for you to get here.
No.
George, she wants to jump. She wants to kill herself.
Look, lady. Nothing can be as bad as this cold wind up here. Now, come on. Easy does it.
Don't come near me.
Oh, George, what can we do?
I'm all right. I'm fine. We're not scared.
Oh, Brother Looney is a coot.
Oh, listen. People are coming out in the hall.
Yeah, it's liable to scare her, too.
What are you talking about? I've walked all the way around the building. Do you know that? I bet you would be afraid of that, wouldn't you?
No, I don't think so.
George, what are you doing? Get back in here.
I don't get dizzy very easy, but I'm probably not as clever as you are.
George, please, are you promised to walk with me?
Yeah, sure, that's it. A little stroll in the park.
I've never been dizzy. There's nothing to this, see?
Look out, lady.
Don't get to hold me. You're good looking, too, aren't you? On it.
Oh, it's all right, lady. Those are just firemen to the rescue in my office, that's all. Come on now. Easy does it.
Yeah. Just another step. Only I feel so...
Hey, look. Oh, lady, what a time to faint.
Hurry up, George. Here, I can help you.
I got her all right.
That's it, boys. Get it. Get that picture.
The talk of us. Hey, clear out of here, you guys.
All right, hold on a little higher, will you? That's it.
Where have I heard your voice before? Come on, Buster, give me a hand.
My name is Prescott here. Now remember, boys, when you write captions, call it the Tigers of the Trapeze, world's greatest aerialist.
World's great. Hey, what in the name of heaven?
I told you I wasn't scared. Were you, darling?
Huh?
No, don't drop me. Hold me tighter. That's it. The lady fainted.
Publicity. So that's it. Why, you
dirty... That's it. Get it, boys. Get him, too. Get the expression on his face. Ah! Wonderful. Wonderful.
And thank you, Felix Fosdick.
Oh, now let me go, Valentine. Let go, I said. She got plenty of money. 100 ain't enough for you. Okay, we'll make it two. It's worth it.
Press agent, $5,000. Couldn't stop me
Lord,
from
stop
doing...
stop it, I said. I got a wife and kids.
Oh, you shut up.
It's a job, that's all.
I got rid of them all, George. She went down to buy all the photographers a drink.
Oh, she did. Bully for her.
Now, look, Valentine, you can't sue her. You just get laughed at.
Buster, for 2 cents.
Okay, so you look a little silly in a few front pages. It's publicity, ain't it? And for you, too. She's pulled that stunt in every city she's played.
You mean you pick a sucker in every
town?
No.
They walk around the building, that's all. You were something extra. Oh, come on. How could I resist that silly ad of yours? Hey, how about the faint she pulled, huh? Oh, I tell you, she's a great little artist.
Briskin, that silly face of yours.
All right. Pay you $250. Will you cut it out?
Wow. Brooksy, I thought you said you got rid of everybody.
I am here, yeah. But I wait.
Well, let me go.
Go on, friend. Beat it.
I wait to see you. You hold her.
Huh?
I follow. I am here. I see everything. Who are you?
A man going crazy. Beat it, you big moose. The party's over. Go on, get out of here.
Hold it. Hello. Your name's Fedor, isn't it?
Yeah. Leave us alone. I see how this man hold her.
In the name of heaven...
I admit it, Fedor's a husband, I think. Third or fourth, and slipping fast.
Well, husband. Another tiger, I suppose. Well, look, Fedor, just shut the door quietly, and don't get your tail pinched as you leave.
George!
Mm. Oh. Upset about something, aren't you, Fedor?
I traveled 200 miles to get here. Who are you?
You said that before. Never mind what... Ah, jealous. Is that it? Didn't like the way I held it.
I can see. I have heard the talk. Who are
you? It was his idea, you know. Yeah, that's right. This guy, this Jerry Briskin. He and your wife are just like that.
Who?
Probably a lover, for all I know. So long, everybody.
Oh, wait. Fedor, I'm very pleased to meet you. I mean, well, I got a wife and kids, you understand? I'm your wife's new press agent, that's all.
Keep talking, sucker.
I do not understand.
Neither do I, big man, but then I only met your wife tonight when he brought her here. So, you know how these things are. Talk it over with him.
Him? Blitz?
I'm sorry, Valentine. This guy had an accident once. Fedor, my name is Briskin. Our new press agent. That's all. Look out!
George!
Get out. Wait a minute.
You crazy big baboon. What's the idea?
I'm sorry. Leave me alone.
Leave you alone? What about me?
He's the one. You said he's the one, he and my wife.
Oh, well, it wasn't true.
He just made it up.
I don't know anything about your wife or about this guy who deserved to get kicked around a little, so who cares? Or for that matter, about any of this cockeyed business.
I am sorry, I said. I am so tired, I travel all day. I make fool of myself, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So, good night.
Valentine Fader's her husband, Estella's husband. That's her name, Estella. Well, he had an accident a couple of months ago. That's as I understand.
Yeah. I am strongest man in circus.
Uh-huh. Only you got dropped on the head.
Oh, be careful, George.
Look, he's been in a hospital. Hasn't been with the circus.
Look. I don't care who's been where. Now, get out, both of you.
Please. Please, I love her. She's my wife.
All right, sure. That's great. That's fine. Every man to his own mistake.
On the telephone, she said she's too busy to see me. She's my wife.
Well, take it up with Dorothy Dix.
And now you say that...
Fedor, we've been through that. He told you it wasn't true. not me. I'm a press agent, not her partner.
Her partner? So?
Oh, now, look, both of you.
Be quiet. She work with partner now. Is that true? There is partner?
Look, will you just leave me out of it, Fedor? I work for a living.
No, tell me.
Get your hands off him. What do I have to do? Point a gun at you two to get you out of here?
Okay, Valentine, we'll leave. I'll go first.
No. No, not yet.
Okay, if you guys think I'm kidding.
No, please. You don't have to threaten. I'm sorry. It is lonely in hospital. I'm all confused. I need help.
The man's bored with your story, Fader. So long, Valentina. I'll send you a check in the morning.
Wait, I say. Mr. Valentine, you don't have to get behind your desk like that.
I don't, huh?
I don't know what to do, but it would be easier with gun.
Oh, watch him!
Hey, get away. Gun!
Fedor, cut it out, you!
Yeah. Easier with gun. Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye.
Put that gun back here before I...
Holy smoke. There is a lover, you know, and Fedor's got your gun. Now look what you started.
Look what I started. What did you say?
Well, somebody's liable to get murdered.
Well, brother, I should have finished this part of it earlier, shouldn't I? All right, Brooksy, don't look at me like that. First a sucker, then a sourpuss. I know. I just don't like being thrown into the middle of a three-ring circus, that's all. Not with all the animals running loose.
Turn to tonight's adventure of George Valentine in just a moment. Ever stop to think about where your motoring safety begins? It begins with the condition of your tires. One of the best ways to assure your highway safety is to have your tires properly inflated and inspected once a week at an independent Chevron gas station or a standard station. Here the car savers watch carefully for nails, glass, and other blowout makers, and they find these blowout makers embedded in tires of 2 out of every 3 cars. Another reason is that a tire 1/3 underinflated will wear out twice as fast as it should. So, to add thousands of miles to your tires, and for your safety and peace of mind on the highway, use this free Car Saver service once a week. If your tires haven't been inspected recently, drive in tomorrow at a standard station or independent Chevron gas station, where they say, and mean, we take better care of your car. Press agent named Jerry Briskin gets you mixed up with a woman named Estella, Tigress of the Trapeze, world's greatest aerialist. Yes, if you happen to be George Valentine, and sometimes you wish you weren't, you're picked for a sucker in a publicity stunt. The only trouble is you can't get out of it because the Tigress has a mate, and he has your gun. Well, it isn't the price of a gun that bothers you. It's the thought that you may never get it back because sooner or later it may be tied up as Exhibit A in a murder case. And so you decide you'd better find out about the corpse elect. Who it might be, for instance.
If I'm the Mac, I can tell you that. That ain't no secret.
All right, this way, ladies and gents. See the guy in the garden shelf.
A partner, huh?
Ask the stuff herself. She'll tell you who her boyfriend is. Today's boyfriend. Quite a man-eating tiger, that girl.
She's doing her act over in the main tent, huh?
Yeah, great performer, lady. Great.
What's the name of this part?
Stella, she's got nerves like I am. A picture of her walking around the outside of a building in the newspaper. You seen it? What's the matter, Mac? You got nausea or something?
It makes him dizzy just to think about it. Just tell us where we can find this partner of hers.
Well, he's busy catching her naturally. That's the act. It's always been a rat. free flips and she lands in his arms. A lucky stiff king for a day.
Hey, right this way, gent. See him shimmy and shake.
His name's Farrelly. Flying Farrelly.
Flying? Flying Farrelly? Bah, couldn't fly a kite. $60 a week bum. But big and good looking. All her assistants have been bums. She's the aunt. Top number in the business. But I could tell you a lot better if I could look in your tea leaves.
Oh, you're doing fine, thanks. Circus must be a small world.
There's something in store for you, dearie. What could it be? Just give me a chance to read your... Well, ain't that pretty?
Yeah, lettuce leaf, nice and green.
And so easy to read, too. Mister, Theodore, he was one of her assistants once. Big, stupid thing. Always jealous like that. But a bark don't mean a bite.
Her husbands don't last long, huh?
Well, nothing happens to them, if that's what you mean. Fedor's the only one got dropped on his head.
Yeah, and about that time, she was getting sick of him, I bet.
George, what are you driving at?
Oh, it was an accident to Fedor, all right. You don't catch me gossiping about my dearest friends.
No, I'm sure.
You, worried about something happening? Why don't you wait outside the big tent for Stella herself? Or go over there in that palace she calls a dressing trailer. I can tell from the music she'll be on in a minute.
I'm not that worried, thanks.
Oh, don't want to get mixed up herself, huh? Well, she won't even see Fedor now. All through with him. So he won't come out here hanging around too close.
I know he won't. Okay, thanks, lady. You fill me in.
How do you know it? What's to stop him? Who reads the tea leaves? You or me?
Neither one of us. The cops I already sent for.
I couldn't stop you. It's quite an act she's got.
Yeah. Even wears a tiger skin.
Not much of it. George, what did you mean back there asking people about Fedor as though you thought his accident?
Nothing, Angel. I would question his accident. And I think he's ugly, too. But when you throw away all the trimmings, this is nothing but a love triangle, check?
Well, nobody will thank us for interfering.
Yeah, not even Briskin. He's on the outside. But you know, sometimes in a triangle, Brooksy, the guy who looks like a villain is really the one who's liable to come out on the short end. Oh, here we are. Come on.
Well, she's not even through taking vows yet. Look at her. Blowing kisses
never
like...
Never mind. We'll do without... Uh-oh. Here he comes.
Oh, the other part of the triangle.
Yeah.
He doesn't stay for the applause, I guess.
Uh-huh. Kind of in a hurry, too. Excuse me, Mr. Farrelly.
Sorry, no time now.
Hey, wait a minute. But I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry.
What on earth? Now he's running, George.
Got out fast, didn't he? Looked like he'd seen a ghost. So maybe there is something brewing
up. George, behind you! Look out!
Oh, no. Ooh. So I get the gun back after all. Over the head.
It was Fedor, George.
Oh.
You were in the way and he...
I heard you.
I'm so happy you can hear. You can join the party.
Who let you in, Lieutenant Johnson?
I let myself in.
George, Fedor didn't drop the gun. He just hit her and kept on running. He was chasing Farrelly.
You send for cops to find a big homicidal running around loose. So who has to do the work? Me, naturally.
Hey, one at a time, will you? What do you mean? You got him?
Yeah. Just this second. One of the boys reported.
What happened?
George, what happened was murder.
Murder?
Well, I had to take care of you first, naturally, and so I stayed with you. And you were here in the infirmary when I saw Lieutenant Johnson, maybe half hour later.
Sure, but... Oh, he caught him, huh? Simple as that. Fedor shoved me out of the way and went after Farrelly and got him. And now you've caught Fedor.
George, it's not that simple. I mean, it's Estella who's been murdered.
Through the gate.
What's over there?
Elephant, sir.
Yeah.
Where's Estella's body? It's not out here in the dark.
Back in the trailer, George. Your dressing room.
Hold it. I'll tell you later.
Well, look who's here. The moose.
Fedor's not saying much, sir. He can't. Neither one of them can.
Neither one of them?
Sure. Ferrella, too. Apparently, he came skinning over the wall in the dark and Fedor after him. All right, come on. Come on. Get on your feet.
Yeah. Give me your flashlight.
This is very interesting, Valentine. Estella was struck over the head with a blunt instrument 5 minutes after you were. Boy always brings her coffee right after her act, and there she was.
Wait a minute. Look at these two guys. Ooh, pretty bloody.
That's how we found them. Guard heard the shot.
Grazed Fedor's leg. They were fighting over the gun.
They were fighting, period.
Husband and lover. Sure, fighting. Still at it a few minutes ago. Well, what's the matter, Valentine? Don't you get it?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it all right, Johnson. And it isn't simple at all. Fedor was chasing Ferrelli 5 minutes before Estella died. Now, later on, we find they've practically been killing each other. So how could either one of them have killed Estella?
Please, boys, no pictures, I said. No pictures. It isn't good for the circus.
What's the matter, Briskin? For once, you don't want publicity for the tiger?
Look, stop it, will you? I got a wife and kids.
Get your pictures later, boys. Let's get in here.
Okay.
Sure. Quite a night, huh, Valentine?
You should know. You started it. This where she was found, Johnson?
Yeah. Okay, Sergeant, you can let those punching bags sit down.
Wait a minute, somebody. I'd like to say something.
Well, it speaks. Make it snappy, Ferrelli.
He wasn't with me all the time.
Huh?
What's that?
No, you see, I spotted him in the big tent at the end of the show. You see, one of the clowns, he told me that Fedor just found out about who I was and everything. Anyway, I see him come after me. I know what kind of a guy he was from Estella, but he don't catch me. I mean, well, I run, but it was not until 10 or 15 minutes later that he caught up with
me. So you weren't together when she was killed? Now, we're getting someplace.
You're a real nice guy, aren't you, Ferrelli?
Huh?
Now, you listen to me. You ran, and then you skinned over a high fence to hide in that elephant enclosure. In the dark. And in the dark, he wasn't following you. But somehow, later on, he just managed to find you anyway. Lucky, maybe.
He must have a... Well, you see...
No, not that simple. A couple of nice guys. You want to try to hang it on him now, Fader?
I do not understand.
Hey, this rumble gone over yet?
For fingerprints, sure. No prints.
That's not what I meant, Johnson. The drawer and this bureau sticks.
Let me see.
I can do it all right.
All right, so it sticks. It's been shoved in too far.
That's what I mean. Been slammed in. Somebody in a hurry, wondering what's inside. Nothing.
Jewelry. Where's jewelry?
What's that?
Jewelry. Bracelets around the neck and things. I'm her husband, I know that. Everybody knows that.
Jewelry, huh? Pretty wealthy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, you guys. The stuff is in there. Whoever killed her must have taken it. I mean, that's why she was killed. Holy smoke, that spreads this case wide open.
A robbery, killing, I don't believe it.
Well, why not? Means lots of people could have done it. If these two guys were really fighting at the time,
and
anyway...
You've got a wife and kids to worry about.
Huh?
What's the matter, Briskin? I make you nervous? Press agent. But you really admired that Estella, didn't you?
What? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, skip it. If this wasn't a robbery killing, then it was a real cold-blooded murder. Gloves so there'd be no fingerprints. Something stolen to make it look like robbery.
But that'd rule out the hotheads over here, too. Neither one of them was in a mood to be cold-blooded, even if they hadn't been together at the time.
A while ago, I said it was a triangle, and I still stick with it. All right, Fedor, your wife was going to throw you over, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she was very wealthy, a lot more than just jewelry.
Yeah, but I've never seen any of it.
Ferrelli, you were the current boyfriend. But if you had half a brain, you could see the handwriting on the wall. Even if you became the next husband, you wouldn't have lasted very long either. Nobody does. And you wouldn't have seen any of the fortune either.
You can say that again.
Valentine, what in the name of...
I'm trying
of
to play a different tune on the triangle, that's all, Johnson. Okay, Farrelly, let's get back to how Fedor found you in the dark. Why you tried hiding from this monster in a place where nobody could even hear your call for help.
But I don't know he was so close. I don't know he could see me go over the fence.
Then how did he know you did? How did he know where to find you?
But I did see him. I was right behind him.
Oh, no, he don't.
Oh, well,
wait.
Come on, come on. Make up your minds, boys. Fedor, you used to be Estella's assistant, didn't you?
What?
Uh-huh, the fortune teller told me. Estella's act always used an assistant. But in my office, you said, does she work with a partner now? Is it true there's a partner? Big surprise.
Did he say that?
So maybe yours was the act, Fedor. Murder his husband on the loose.
But I want him to kill him.
At people like me in Briskin, so there'll be no doubt about it. Plenty of witnesses.
But he did try to kill me.
Sure, an act to set this all up. Because who'd suspect two guys fighting for their lives of taking time out to sneak over here and kill a woman in cold blood? Time out, team, then back to the fight.
Team? No, no, listen to me.
The Triangle Club. The two sides of it nobody ever suspects. You two deliberately messed each other up to make everything stick.
Two sides? But I hate him. He tried to kill me.
Husband and lover against the wife. There's one for you, Johnson. You better find out fast who inherits that dough those guys couldn't have got their hands on any other way.
We didn't. That's a stupid guy. He don't mean what he... He's a dumb, ain't you, Fedor? You big creature.
Shut up, Fedor. Get your hands off me.
That's it, boys. Go at it again. Sure, he's so dumb he said you did it.
I did not. He did.
Shut up, loudmouth.
He said you did the actual killing.
He did it himself.
Why? Look out. Get him off. Well,
draw up a chair, Johnson. We got a ringside seat. So, we'll just wait for a decision.
Then it was really Fedor who killed Estella.
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a fight. If only I'd had a camera.
Ah, both of them were guilty, Angel. They cooked it up together.
Well, might not have happened if Mr. Briskin here...
Oh, yes, it would have. The publicity stunt didn't have anything to do with it.
Sure, just a neat twist that they'd figured on a triangle game.
And it might have worked. They might have got away with it if our friend here hadn't picked me for a sucker. Got us mixed up in it.
Sure, that's right. So you're not sore anymore, are you? Holy smoke, it's a job, that's all. I got a wife and kids.
Oh, Buster, you're a broken record. My wife and kids, my wife and kids, my wife and
George
kids.
George Valentine, you stop it.
Huh?
Well, it's just a shame you don't say anything intelligent like that once in a while. What's the matter, darling? Your cat got your tongue?
Listen to the difference. In a few seconds, you will hear Geiger counters measuring automobile engine wear. The engines are equipped with irradiated piston rings, which make it possible for the Geiger counters to detect wear as it occurs. You will hear authentic scientific proof that new RPM motor oil cuts in half the wear rate of critical engine parts, doubles the life of the average auto engine between major overhauls due to lubrication. First, let's listen to the Geiger counter slowly click off the low wear rate of new RPM. Now the much faster wear rate of a premium type oil as designated by the American Petroleum Institute. Now new RPM again. You have just heard Geiger counters clicking off the scientific proof that new RPM motor oil is years ahead.
Yes, years ahead. New RPM doubles engine life between major overhauls due to lubrication. Try it. Sold with a money-back guarantee of satisfaction at independent Chevron gas stations and standard stations, where they say and mean, we take better care of your car. Tonight's adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard Oil Company of California on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and standard stations throughout the West. Robert Daly is starred as George, with Virginia Gregg as Brooksy. Let George Do It is written by David Victor and Jackson Gillis and directed by Don Clark. Ken Christie is Lieutenant Johnson. Anthony Barrett was heard as Briskin. Lillian Byeth as Estella. Bill Conrad as Fedor. Jack Crucian as Forelli. And Noreen DeMille as the Gypsy. The music is composed and presented by Eddie Dunstetter. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It. Let George Do It is heard overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.